certainly the NYPD, the New York Police Department, has undergone a transition since the attacks on September 11th. It's now one of the country's most aggressive gatherers of domestic intelligence. But according to an investigation by the Associated Press that was just released this morning, they claim the NYPD has blurred the lines between foreign and domestic spying. The AP report claims the NYPD worked with the CIA to target ethnic communities. We're joined now by Matt Apuzzo. He's an Associated Press reporter based on the Washington investigative team. Good morning.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Tell us the details of what exactly you turned up in your investigation.
Well, after 9/11, when the NYPD decided that it was going to really ramp up its intelligence division, they partnered in very unique ways with the CIA. The CIA, of course, is prohibited from doing domestic spying. So what happened is the CIA sent a longtime veteran officer to the NYPD while he was still on the NYPD payroll as the CIA director's personal representative to New York. and this gentleman, Larry Sanchez, worked out of he had an office at the CIA station. He had an office at the NYPD, and basically he helped the NYPD create new domestic intelligence operations that it had never had. And some of those programs include something that became known inside the NYPD as the demographics unit. It's basically undercover officers who are basically plucked out of the academy, ethnic descent, and they're just told to hang out in the community and sort of monitor daily life. They also have informants, citizens who are paid. They're called mosque crawlers, who just go through the mosques and just be the eyes and ears of the NYPD in the mosques. And these tactics, if the federal government were to do them, would be against the rules. You know, there are rules against protecting civil liberties that apply to the federal government. That if the NYPD is doing that, if the federal government is doing, would be against the rules.
Are you referring to there, though? What is it against the rules about having an undercover officer in a mosque?
So the federal government under the 1974 Privacy Act is prohibited from collecting First Amendment information without criminal, without evidence of criminal activity. So, and in some cases that was happening, where there was criminal investigation and they put in an informant, and the FBI does the same thing. But in other instances, these mosque crawlers were just told, look, just go, just hang out, and just listen, keep your eyes and ears open, and report back. And sometimes, so the reports that were coming back, had nothing to do with the criminal activity. It was just sort of preemptive, being the eyes and ears inside the mosque.
Matt Apuzzo is an Associated Press investigative reporter, talking about the new report from the AP that the NYPD has targeted ethnic communities. Matt, I want to read you the statement. We got a response from Paul Brown of the NYPD, and I'm just going to read a portion here. He says, this piece is marked by outright fiction. He specifically says, invented terms like mosque crawlers that you just said, and disturbing hyperbole like calling an apartment a command post, and it quotes an undercover as being in a neighborhood as a walking camera, but fails to point out that the plot to blow up the Herald Square station brought the undercover to that neighborhood in the first place. In other words, Paul Brown is saying that the places in which you said they've crossed the line and violated privacy rights, they were actually investigating leads that might have led them to a terrorism plot.
Right, and there's no question that the intelligence division has helped foil plots. I mean, that the intelligence division has helped keep the city safe. The idea that they don't use mosque crawlers, is not only do we interview, more than 40 current and former people directly involved in these programs. The idea that they don't use mosque crawlers is it doesn't square with the testimony from the Herald Square.
Yeah, but Matt,
even
the question,
even before
Matt,
the Herald's,
who came up with the term mosque crawlers?
Well, that's the term that the terrorist interdiction unit, the unit that runs undercovers, that runs informants, came up with. I mean, I don't think that's the. I'm sure that that's not the official
thing. So you got it
thing.
From them? You got it from them? From the cops?
Yeah, we talked to a number of officers directly involved in the informant program.
We're speaking with Matt Apuzzo. He's an Associated Press investigative reporter and one of the reporters that worked on this investigation from the AP that was released this morning, saying the NYPD has blurred the lines between foreign and domestic spying. You also talk about a number of ways in which the NYPD has collaborated with the CIA. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really unique partnership, one that doesn't exist anywhere else in policing. In addition to the fact that the CIA sent somebody up here after 9/11 to work for years on the CIA payroll to help oversee and create these programs, just last month, the CIA sent a veteran spy, somebody who's just fresh from two stations in the Middle East, to work in one police plaza on CIA payroll and he's undercover, he's covert, and you know what the federal government says, well, he's not doing intelligence while he's working at the intelligence division. It's not totally clear what he's doing. His title is special assistant to the deputy commissioner for intelligence. You know, the NYPD trained one of its officers, the CIA trained one of NYPD's detectives at the farm, which is the foreign espionage school down in Virginia that the CIA uses to train its spies. So, you know, he went down, spent the 17 weeks there, went through the course, and then the CIA returned him back to New York, where he put his, you know, he's putting his espionage expertise to work in New York. It's a phenomenally, you know, unique collaboration, one that doesn't exist anywhere else. You know, part of it is New York is unique. Certainly, you know, New York had 9/11. You know, but it's interesting that New York is not the only target in the United States. So, I mean, if this is the model that we need to have to keep America safe, you know, why isn't it happening elsewhere?
All right. That's Matt Apuzzo, Associated Press reporter based on the Washington investigative team that produced this report just released from the Associated Press this morning, talking about the NYPD and ways in which they may have violated privacy in their efforts to combat domestic terrorism. Matt, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, guys.
More of The Takeaway on our website at thetakeaway.org. You can listen back to past interviews. There are video blogs from both hosts. Head over to thetakeaway.org. And as always, you can reach us on anything in the news. Carolyn said, understandably, people were rattled by that earthquake yesterday. But with all the panic online and no widespread devastation or deaths, I'm starting to wonder if we East Coasters might actually enjoy the panic. What's your view of earthquakes or any story or disaster? Go to thetakeaway.org or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.